Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
That's Otis Redding, the late great Otis Redding, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Go there and check it out and subscribe to their twice-monthly outstanding publication. Put in radio and they'll give you a 20% discount, and you'll thank me later. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Sarah Heiner. Sarah, with the family-owned business, by the way, folks. Second generation, right, Sarah?
It is true.
Soon to be 13.
Three siblings, one mom still there, huh?
Before long, third generation?
Well, you never know what'll happen.
We'll see. So, one of the things that we've been hearing about for golly, probably a decade at least, is the idea that maybe the radiation from our cell phones up against our heads might be creating problems. Is there news there?
I mean, in all seriousness, and again, because we are all attached to our cell phones, and the fact of the matter is, as more research comes out, there is more association between the radiation off a cell phone and, frankly, Wi-Fi's in your house, cordless phones, electromagnetic.
Wow. I've been wondering about it. I've been thinking about wearing a little aluminum foil cap. Do you think that would help?
A what?
A little aluminum foil cap.
You think on you, on your head?
Yeah, your head. Yeah, just to keep all the beams out of my head.
You could do that, but people would be throwing rocks at you.
They do that anyway.
All right. But no, this is super serious stuff because it is affecting people. They're attached. They've got their little Bluetooth, you know, the Uhura Star Trek earpiece in, and those are emitting.
So that's not even helping. Waves. Having Bluetooth is not even helping.
Pardon?
Having Bluetooth. See, I'm thinking, okay, I'll lay the phone down and put my little Bluetooth on.
Okay. It's not. You need to either be on the speaker or use a wired headphone. Because you need to be separated from those waves.
All those waves.
So yeah. So let's talk about a little bit of protection, because here's the fact. Just know that all those electronic transmissions are affecting your body. They're affecting yourself. Some people more sensitive than others. You know, so I'm not going to say everybody who gets this is going to get a brain tumor, right? So I'm not saying that at all. But it is affecting you. It does affect your DNA, which is the start of potential for cancer. So things that you need to do, as I said, don't use that Bluetooth headset. Use a wired headset or speak on the phone.
I love my Bluetooth. Now, I don't have the one that sticks in my ear. I have the one that goes around my collar, you know, the black
Even
one
so.
with the little
still,
thing.
It's still, there's
That's so
there's
handy,
a
though.
Wait, stick a wire in your ear.
Well, I do, okay. I do, but it's off the Bluetooth. It's so handy. What about my Bluetooth boombox? You're not going to take that away, are
no.
you?
Okay. No, I love my Bluetooth boombox. The closer it is to your body, the more the risk, okay?
Right.
So if you pull it off just a couple inches, they're not like enormous, huge electronic
right.
waves, but they add up, right? When you think about all the electronics in your house and a Wi-Fi, and, you know, it all is affecting the energies around
right.
you, and our bodies are cells and energy and atoms that are moving. So it's things like
it may take generations to really understand the impact of all this.
Well, yes, it truly will. But things like, you know,
this is new. This is 10-year new stuff.
It is, but increasing numbers. So this latest study had looked at 90 studies on cell phone radiation
yeah.
and that it really is damaging the DNA. So, but we're wearing this stuff. So you know, now you're going to stick in your
How much of do we know? How much of it's from the battery?
I do not know how much of it's from the battery.
I just wonder if they're breaking any of that out.
I haven't seen anything that's broken out battery versus the Wi-Fi or the, you know, the emission of the,
right.
the transmissions. But I will say actually that most of it is from the transmissions, because they also say that, you know, you leave the cell phone next to your bed at night, put it in airplane mode, because
mm-hmm.
when it's sitting there, it's right by your head.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Some people even put it under their pillows so that they hear the alarm or they listen
yeah.
to the music.
Some people some people do.
Put it in airplane mode. You do not need to have the phone on to be accepting phone calls at 2 in the morning. If you have to have it, put it a couple feet from your bed. Don't
mm-hmm.
have it right next to your head, because that's where it's continually pinging. Even when it's off,
mm-hmm.
it's searching for those towers. So it's, you know, emitting...
The research, you guys have it on your website?
We have it on our website. The article is on our website at bottomlineinc.com.
All right. And
yeah,
so,
and it's by the expert that we interviewed is a woman named Deborah Davis, who's just one of the smartest people I've ever met. She's the president of the Environmental Health Trust.
And folks, these are the kinds of reports that you get from the Bottom Line publication that I've been telling you about. Bottom Line Personal, which you can get twice a month if you subscribe at bottomlineinc.com and ask and put radio in there, and they'll give you a 20% discount, which we appreciate very much. Hey, Sarah, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will come back anytime. I always have things to talk to you about. Love talking to you.
You're always welcome. Here's Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, the president, CEO, and second generation leadership of Bottom Line Publications. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.